Hi, I'm Taylor Godwin, and this is my partner, Jocelyn Clayton. Today is Tuesday, February 20th, 2018, and we are currently at Tulsa Community College Northeast Campus. Today, we will be interviewing Isabella Perozo from Venezuela.
Hi, how are you today?
Hi, fine, thank you.
Okay, Isabella, what is your birth date?
I born on June 16, 1978.
Okay. So tell us about where you grew up.
Well, I grew up in Venezuela, in Caracas. My childhood was very funny. Mm-hmm. I was my dad and my mom. I have two sisters and one brother. Mm-hmm. Every time I was the most, I was so funny and extrovert.
Mm-hmm. Extroverted. Yeah. Yes.
So outgoing.
Yeah, outgoing. I always was singing or dancing, mm-hmm, or acting. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I want to be an actress and an artist when I was 8 years, mm-hmm, seven years. Yeah, I, mm-hmm, was very, very younger, and I knew that I want to be an artist.
Really? Yeah. Okay, that's great.
That's fun.
So when did you first come to the United States?
I want to ask something before that.
Before that? Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Where were you born?
In Caracas. The capital.
The capital, that's right.
Was there a certain hospital that you were born
in? Yeah, in a hospital.
What, do you know the hospital name?
Oh my God. Leopoldo Aguirre Beria.
Okay.
It's a private hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when did you first come to the United States?
My first, when I was 8 or 9, mm-hmm, years old, we came to Disneyland.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
so. So was that just for a visit?
Yeah. After that, I came several times because, mm-hmm, I loved Disney, Orlando, Universal. Mm-hmm. And we spent several vacations here. Mm-hmm. When I grew up and I got married, I came with my husband many times. Mm-hmm. We went to New York, mm-hmm, San Francisco, California, Florida, Miami. Mm-hmm. We love this country.
I was going to say, so you like traveling?
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you still live in Venezuela? Is that your main home, or are you and your husband here now?
Now we are here.
For good?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, so, yes.
So when was it that you moved here finally?
5 months ago.
5 months ago?
Oh, wow. Okay. So you've only been in this program for 5 months?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And my husband came 2 months ago. I came first.
So okay. Did you meet him in Venezuela?
Yes, yes. He's a
Venezuela. What's his name?
Argenis.
Argenis.
Okay. Yeah, he's a producer and a TV director.
Oh.
In Venezuela. And
that's
now?
Cool.
Yeah.
So is he going to do that here too?
Yes.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so you visited a lot of different places in the U.S. What's your favorite that you visited?
New York.
Yeah, what was your favorite thing about it?
It's amazing. It's unreal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you feel like you are in the movie. Yeah. It's unreal. I love it.
I've always wanted to visit New York.
Yeah, I've never been either. No. I've been to Chicago. Have you been to Chicago?
No,
Chicago, really? No. I think it's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why did you decide to come here to live in Tulsa?
Why? Mm-hmm. Well, my country now is very, it's in a bad situation, mm-hmm, because the government and, mm-hmm, the president.
Maduro, we both read about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Maduro is the president. I used to be happy in my country, mm-hmm, with job and all kind of thing. But in the last years, the situation is very difficult. You can find food or medicines. It's
that.
Very dangerous. My dad was kidnapped, knocked him 2 times. Mm. I was robbed, I don't know, 5 times.
You were robbed?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it was very dangerous and very sad because the poor people is growing up. Mm-hmm. You can see and kids looking on the garbage, mm, for food.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very sad now.
Yeah.
So.
And I went to the I don't know, thousands of manifestations against the government. We run the guards fight with us, and
the guards would fight with you.
Yeah. Oh, and we don't have any arms, only our face and bodies and maybe a rock. So I was getting sick.
That's hard to watch the country that you love.
Yes,
just I was getting sick.
And I'm sorry.
You're
but
fine.
But my family is here.
That's a difficult situation. So all your family is moved here now? That's so good. At least you have them and they're not in that terrible situation.
We have to help them. We send food or
money. Wait, you said they're in Venezuela?
Yeah.
In Venezuela.
Okay. Oh,
they're
are
not
still
here.
Oh,
no,
okay.
In Venezuela.
Okay.
My mom and dad are in Venezuela. But I took the decision because I thought, okay, it's my life, and
that's brave.
Yes, I feel. I feel bad because I think, okay, I'll leave my country, and my country needs me, and need all the Venezuelans that are around the world now. But you have to think. I have to. To be a mom, and I have to stay safe without danger or fears. Fears is the worst. Live with fears, so we decide.
Your sisters and brothers live in Venezuela still?
Yes.
So everyone does. Do you have kids?
No.
You don't have any kids. Okay, so I was reading something before we came into this interview. Our teacher had us like look up some things over the countries that.
By the way, neither of us knew anything about Venezuela.
We did not know anything. So we looked up, and I read something that around 2016, the government gave specific days for you to go get staples from the store.
Yes.
Is that is something that really happened?
You have an ID in Venezuela, named cédula. If your name and just your name, your whole name. And in one or two, you can buy this day on. You only can buy on Mondays.
Okay.
If your number ends on 5 or 6, you only can buy on Wednesday.
How often did they restock those stores for the staples?
In another place that are with a high cost.
So whenever
and
they
the
could.
People have to do a line for 10 or 12 hours to get some food.
Wow,
that's
the
so
most
sad.
People. Yeah,
yeah
if you don't
crazy.
Have, we have a saving in dollars. So we don't have to do lines for 12 hours because we have saved only 1 hour, 2 hours.
Yeah.
But the most of the people have to do that lines for 14 hours, 16 hours with kids, with not married.
Yeah.
If you are a young person or you are a old person, you have to do the line for buy some food.
No matter the weather conditions or anything, is terrible.
No matter.
Yeah. Did you ever experience that personally, staying in those lines?
Yes, but only lines that 2 or 3 hours.
Two or three hours.
That,
so you never
you said because you had savings. Is that what you were saying? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can change this the money and the Venezuelan money that is Bolivar. Is I don't know how to say that. $1 is 200,000 Bolivars.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh wow.
So
that's a big difference.
Yeah. Big difference. The Bolivar is so devalued.
So do you have any? Do you look to go back to Venezuela to see family?
No,
you don't.
Unfair.
Yeah.
Not for a while.
Does your family have any plans of coming here?
Yes.
They do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they're going to move
my
here
dad,
completely?
Yeah. My dad came the last month in January, and my mom is going to travel on June for 3 or 4 months.
So what about your brothers and sisters?
My brother is a pilot, so he can travel. Often, so I think I can see him very in a few weeks, and my sisters no, because the tickets are very expensive. So,
so how hard is it to get out of Venezuela?
It depends. If you have money and visa, it's easy.
Okay.
The the most complicated here is to get the papers, the mm-hmm. yeah, the visa or the
yes.
the work mm-hmm. permissions. But if you have money to buy a ticket now, it's easy.
Okay.
So you is it easy
to,
for
you? You have to fly away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's really just comes down to money. Yes.
Was it easy okay. for you to get out?
Emotionally, no. But yeah. Economic, we sold our cars mm-hmm. and buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
good. So had you been to Oklahoma before?
No.
No, you haven't?
No, never.
So why did you guys come to Oklahoma specifically?
Because my best friend, is like my brother, uh-huh. Live here in Tulsa.
Oh, okay.
2 years
oh,
ago.
Wow.
So he
friends.
Told me, he told me, Flaca is like a slim. Mm-hmm. Flaca, come, mm-hmm. come, and I can help you.
Yeah.
You have to go away from Venezuela. Mm-hmm. You're dangerous. Because I'm an actress.
Yeah.
So my work is all night.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to go out to the theater like 9 or 10 mm-hmm. at the night. And so my family was very...
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
So you were an actress
yes.
there.
Mm-hmm. So they called me and told me,
yeah.
come on, I can help you. Mm-hmm. You can live in my apartment with my family mm-hmm. the month that you want, you need.
Mm-hmm.
And... I want to learn English too.
Yeah.
So I took the decision. I said, well, this is the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I can.
So do you like Tulsa?
Yes.
You do?
I like. Mm-hmm. It's a small city.
Yeah, it is.
Because Caracas is mm-hmm. bigger. But I feel safe.
That's good.
And mm-hmm. the people is very kind. Mm-hmm. All the people that I know here is kind, helpful.
Yeah.
So I like very much, and you don't have rush.
yeah.
So it's
that's true.
Wonderful. Caracas, mm-hmm. you can wait, I don't know, 3 hours
yeah.
to arrive another place, and mm-hmm. here, it, 12
yeah.
minutes.
Traffic here is
yeah. 15 minutes. Oh my God, it's wonderful.
Like, wow.
yeah, yeah it's very nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you kind of touched on crime in Venezuela. I'm guessing there is a lot of crime. In Venezuela,
sorry?
Crime in
mm-hmm.
Venezuela,
yeah.
like here in the U.S., we hear that there's a lot of crime and mm-hmm. money.
Yes.
Just from what we read, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
like I said, we didn't really know much
mm-hmm.
at all.
Yeah, yeah, very.
And you said you got caught, or you got robbed 5 times?
5 times, yes. Yeah, asking my cell phone or my purse or anything.
So that was whenever like you were out and about? Did anyone ever like come
when
in your
when you are
house?
Driving, the guys in motorcycle
mm.
took your window. And
yeah.
show you a gun.
Yeah.
Give
wow.
me your cell phone.
And they just make you stop.
Yes, yes. And my dad was, I don't know how to say, I think, kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
Twice.
Your dad
oh,
was?
Wow. So
oh,
it's
goodness.
Horrible. Hopefully, we're express kidnapping only one night.
Okay.
But there are people that know. Yeah, they are kidnapped twice a week or
mm-hmm.
1 month.
Ever.
So my dad
yeah.
was only one night,
wow.
the twice. But it's horrible because
yeah,
the people
horrible.
Told you bad things that they want to kill your dad or cut her hands or if you don't pay, they're gonna, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
do horrible things.
So your
yeah.
dad had to pay to get out of those
yes.
situations?
Yeah.
So are these people that are do like robbing and things like that, are these just like regular citizens that don't have money or are they like government officials? Or do you know what kind of people they were?
I don't know. Well, I'm safe. These people are, the most of the time, are policemen.
Policemen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That are robbing
that keep,
and stuff?
Yeah, the kidnappings are policemen.
Mm-hmm.
And the robbery on the street, there are poor people.
Poor people.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah that is
yeah.
looking
which is
money,
sad that they
yeah,
have to turn to
money
that.
For her families or,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, or drugs. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That is,
wow.
It's bad.
Okay.
That is...
Okay, so we can turn a little more to, like, your time here.
Mm-hmm.
So when you moved to America, what was different than what you expected? Or did you think you already knew everything?
Different than I mm-hmm. expected? The people.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid because
mm-hmm.
I'm Latin and
yeah.
I don't speak well English. So I was afraid that people told me bad things or
mm-hmm.
maybe, I don't know. But no, it was
yeah.
great. People like you.
Mm-hmm. Well, your English is very good. I don't
yeah.
have much.
No, it really is.
Yeah, it really is. Like you have a few words that you don't know, but you figure it out. So that's
yeah.
awesome that you're doing that, especially just being here 5 months.
Yes.
So
thank
that's
you.
Wonderful.
Did you start learning English 5 months ago, or did you know some before that?
Oh, in my country, I started in a institute, Wall mm-hmm. Street English. Mm-hmm. So I studied 2 years.
Okay. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. So you moved to Tulsa. What made you want to come to TCC?
Because my friends, too, they studied here.
They okay. did.
Yeah, and they mm-hmm. bring me. So they told me that TCC was a great place, mm-hmm. that I can improve my English here. Uh-huh. And I came and took the exam, the test. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they put me in this speaking class, because mm-hmm. for me it's important to speak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm really happy.
So after this class that you're doing, do you want to do any other college courses, or are you just
no.
Wanna...
no.
No.
Okay.
Or do you want to...
In the United States, no.
No. Yeah. Do you want to pursue as being an actress here in the U.S.?
Yes.
Yes.
In fact, in May, I'm going to be in a movie. But
what movie?
Yeah. Yeah. Because in June, I is going to film the first Spanish movie in Tulsa.
Okay.
So I'm going to...
Oh,
I
that's
have a,
cool.
Yeah, I have a character here.
So in May, that comes out in May, or you start in May with the movie?
Yes.
Start.
That's,
okay.
That's so exciting. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yay.
It's the first Spanish film in
really?
Tulsa.
Oh,
yeah.
Yay.
I didn't know that.
So when will it be out in, like, will we, like, have to go watch it? Or, like,
in first in festivals, mm-hmm. and later, I think, in Netflix.
Netflix?
Oh, yes.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll try to look out for it. If you have the title of it, you can write it down for us, and we'll look for it.
Sure.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. So what other classes have you taken here? Or is the speaking one the only one?
Now it's the only one. Yeah,
right now
speaking.
It's the only one. Okay, this is your first one.
No, my second one.
This is your second one.
Yeah,
okay.
I was in the speaking advanced, one.
Okay.
And this is speaking advanced two.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
I start in September.
Okay.
The speaking advanced ones. Mm-hmm. And
okay. So are you taking any more ESL classes after this one?
Okay. Now I'm taking a ESL class, but in union school. At night.
Okay.
Because it's free.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I went Monday and Thursday.
What,
at night.
What class is this?
ESL is English class.
Is it here, though, at TCC? Or
Union.
No. Union.
Union?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Union. Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, that's great. What do you think is the hardest thing about English?
Pronunciation,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because it's so different than mm-hmm. the pronunciation in Spanish. We use so.
And a lot of people that speak English can't even make that sound.
No,
so.
Yeah,
we can't.
Yeah.
I know I can't. My my granny is full Spanish or Mexican, okay. and she can do it so well. And my mom's half. I have like 25% of me, and I can't do it for anything. I'm like.
So the pronunciation for me is the most difficult.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay, that makes sense.
So that's.
Did you know any languages or before you started learning English?
No.
Other than Spanish? You didn't?
No.
Okay. Well, because I heard you say something about Portuguese. You were just saying it was similar.
Because it's similar. You can understand. If you speak Spanish, you can understand the Portuguese. Because the words are very similar.
Okay.
Like, I don't know, hablar is falar.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
the words are very similar.
So it's not that bad.
No,
yeah.
Very similar.
Kind of sounds like an accent almost.
Yes.
Okay, let's see.
So your culture in Venezuela, you have like, how does it differ from ours? Like holidays, food, music?
Holidays, we have a lot of holidays in Venezuela. You don't have holidays, maybe 2 or 3 days a year, I don't know. we are party people. We are always in a party. we are more affective.
Mm-hmm.
If you meet a new people, mm-hmm. you say hi with a kiss. Mm-hmm. So
different.
The people is more.
Yeah, you don't do that here.
No. We are most friendly, and we are always hug with another person. And,
lots of hugs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in America, we're a lot less.
Maybe handshake.
Touchy. Yeah, yeah. We're like, hello.
Uh-huh. It's very different for me.
Uh-huh,
when
yeah.
I came, I said, oh my God, oh, hi.
You're like, oh no.
Yeah,
no.
Hi. So, we are so crowded and loaded. The Latin people always is making friends in all mm-hmm. time, and all places. If you are in a line with a Latin people, after 15 minutes, we are all friends and make selfies. So here are the people in the line is quiet. And, just waiting.
Yeah.
So that's funny. What was one of your favorite holidays in Venezuela?
Carnival.
Carnival? Yeah. Is that like a full week or is that like one day?
2 days. The people get dresses and we play with water. Uh-huh. Sometimes play with eggs. It's disgusting.
But it's fun.
Yeah, it's very fun and the kids are very happy because they...
Yeah.
It's like Halloween, mm-hmm. but you can get a costume of anything, no horror story or... And we have 2 days, mm-hmm. yeah, 3 days. Mm-hmm. So we go to the beaches. And mm-hmm.
Just have fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Do you celebrate any of the holidays that you did in Venezuela here in the U.S.?
No. No, because now I'm working because I'm collaborating with a news in Spanish, mm-hmm. Spanish TV, so I have to go to the TV station all days.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. So here, you go here and they broadcast it in Venezuela? Or how does that work?
No.
They're Spanish-speaking TV shows here.
Yes.
Oh, Tulsa, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Named Fuerza Tulsa. Uh-huh. It's a news. Mm-hmm. And we produce another programs too.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
cool.
They give me a proposal, mm-hmm. a job proposal. And now I'm apply for my visa. Artist visa.
Yeah.
So in 2 weeks, I going to listen the mm-hmm. answer of the immigration and waiting.
Awesome. Oh, that is
awesome.
Yeah,
that's super exciting.
So what about food?
Food.
I know food is probably different, or is it kind of similar?
Well, I don't know, because here there you have a very Latin food. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a lot of places that you can get it in, a lot of markets that you can go get that kind of food.
It's the same.
Mm-hmm. So you still cook the same way as you did back home?
Yes, it's the same. Maybe you have more fast food?
Yeah.
Yes, we have a lot of fast food.
Do you like fast food?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, you have to be careful.
I earned 10 pounds in my first 3 months here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yes, you do have to be careful with the fast food.
That's not surprising.
It gets us all.
But it's... I think it's the same. It's not mm-hmm. so real like I don't know if you go to the Chinese or Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Food
is very different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's
okay.
The same.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Especially America does offer a lot of different cuisines. Mm-hmm. So yes, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
One difference. Do you eat so spicy?
Venezuela.
No, we eat spicy.
You guys don't eat spicy in Venezuela?
Any spices. So
the
people say,
I would
No, it's not spicy. Oh my God.
I would think they have a lot of spicy foods in Venezuela.
Well, because
Mexican food is very spicy.
Do you get, do people think that you're Mexican a lot? Do people think that just because... You speak Spanish?
Yes.
I wondered that.
Yes.
Just because, I mean, we live in Oklahoma, so
a lot of people just assume. We don't think a lot of...
But when, if they are Latins people or Spanish people, when I
they talk.
Yeah, I see more Latin in you.
Yeah, you're not from Mexico, but the American people say...
Americans can't tell.
Yeah.
you're Spanish. You are from Mexico. No, I'm from Venezuela. Oh!
Like, oh, okay.
Miss Venezuela. Uh-huh.
Do you have a, favorite dish? Favorite... From Venezuela?
In Venezuela, yes. I like the typical plate. It's pabellón.
What is that exactly?
Pabellón is a plate with a dish with rice, beans, meat, but it's a... I don't know how to say.
Is it like pulled?
No, it's meat that you have to do that.
Uh-huh.
Porque es desmechada. I don't know.
Like shred it?
Yeah.
Shred it? Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's like banana, but more bigger.
Plantain.
Plantain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sweet plantain.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never had one of those, but I've heard of those before.
I think I might have had one before,
really?
And I don't think my mom cooked it the right way. But that does sound very good.
Yeah. Okay, so What kind of things do you like to do in the United States that you didn't do in Venezuela?
Now, I can buy food. Any food that I want.
Yeah.
It's a relief.
I can go to the pharmacy and take the medicine that I need. It's different. I can go away. I can go with my husband to a party without fear. And I can help my people.
So do you do a lot of helping?
Yes.
Do you send a lot of stuff over? That's awesome.
Well, see, those are things that we don't even think about, you know?
Like,
that we've never had to think about before.
We've never had to think about that.
So that's crazy. Okay, so you said you plan on having kids?
Yes.
Eventually?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that's exciting. So, go ahead.
How many do you want?
Two.
Two?
Okay.
Maybe one my and one adopted.
That's
good. Awesome.
That's a good one. Do you want to adopt from, where do you want to adopt from? Like, do you have a preference?
I think I prefer boy.
A boy,
And maybe 4 or 5 years.
Okay, yeah.
Because all the time the people prefer the babies.
I always think that too.
Yeah, so the little boys and girls of 4 or 5 doesn't have a chance.
Yeah.
So I have...
No, I think that's great, because I always think about that too.
I want to adopt. That's something I'd love to do.
Great.
Okay,
let's see. Okay, so you said you're an actress.
Yes.
So what kind of, so you have the job coming up, the movie coming up? You said it's a movie, right?
Okay. Yes.
So, and then, so you do that, and then do you just work at the news station? So is that like your full-time job?
Yes.
It is? Okay, cool.
Let's see. And I'm planning to present plays in Spanish, because in Tulsa, you have a theater, but only in English.
Yeah.
So I write plays.
Okay.
You bought a place?
And write now a place for
present
so here. Exciting. You do a lot.
Okay, so what's your ultimate goal as an actress?
I don't know, being California and make a lot of films in English and in Spanish.
That's awesome. What does your husband do?
He's a producer and director.
Okay, yes, you already said that. Okay. So has he helped you in any ways get to where you want to be? Does he have that authority?
No.
Do your own thing? You do your own thing?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Yes. Good for you.
Good for you.
Is that how you guys met?
So?
Did you guys meet because of film? Or did you meet in a different way?
Oh, in a different way.
In a different way.
How did you meet?
In a TV station in Venezuela.
TV station?
Yeah, named Meridiano. It's a sport channel.
Oh, cool.
They edit the programs. He edited the programs, sorry. And I was a host of a different programs, and we met here.
Oh, cool.
That's nice. Okay, so how many more classes? You said you're taking, is this your last class at TCC? It is? Okay. Do you guys like graduate, or are you just done taking classes?
I would like to take more classes.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. The next semester is speaking advanced 3.
Okay.
So, but this is the last class. So I don't know, maybe I get into the oratory club, like Toastmaster, that kind of things, that there are people that come together and practice.
Okay, well, that's nice.
Have you met any like good friends or anything in your class? Like, do you have any friends that you've met from the TCC class?
Only one girl, a Brazilian girl, but is not taking that class. But we are because all my classmates are very young for me. They're like you.
Yeah, they're younger.
And I'm almost 40, so it's difficult.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I met Lydia. She's a Brazilian girl, and she's very funny. And she's 40, I think, like me.
Yeah.
So we speak.
Yeah.
Frequently. Now she's in Brazil, but we speak and go for a lunch.
So she's from Brazil and she moved back there?
Yes.
Well, that's cool. That's nice. Do you have a wait, no.
We already asked that. Okay, well, do you want me to go ahead and ask my last question?
Yeah.
I have last one. Okay, so this one might be a tough one.
Okay.
Okay, so with politics that go on in America, sometimes people hear the word immigrant and think of it in a bad way. Mm-hmm. So what would you want Americans to know about immigrants?
Wow, we are fighters. Mm-hmm. It's not easy move away your country and your people. We are looking for a future here. I know that there are bad people, mm-hmm. but it's the same in all countries and all race. There are bad people and good people. Mm-hmm. And I think that with this president, the immigrants are looking like a bad people.
Yeah.
And it's not
true.
They
are, for sure. Yeah. Trump definitely
it's
makes
not true.
Immigrants.
We are stronger people. We have values, family, and we want grow up.
Mm-hmm. Be
and
safe.
Safe. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. Everyone wants to be safe and have a happy life. So.
Yes.
Yeah, Trump
I think
does
you answered
make,
that question well.
Yeah, I do too. Trump does make immigrants look awful.
Like, really?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it is hard. What you said, you've been here for 5 months and you're just now in a couple weeks about to get your visa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a very hard situation to go through. But
okay, so I guess we can go ahead and stop our recording.
Okay.
Is that all we have to ask?
Is there anything you'd like to add from our interview?
No, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Well, thank you.
Of course.
We really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to stop.